I'm sorry. I was asked for a picture of the.
What do you want to do? So you have to do it set up and it has to go into that corner. Rabbi, I have my camera in the car. If you want to see it, I can bring it up.
No, it's okay. I think I got everyone now. Okay.
But die wissen nicht in dem Bild, dass sie grünisch wäre.
Okay. Thank you.
I think he's being mocked on that.
No, no problem. Tell us if you're not in the picture.
That's okay. They know me. Okay. All right, Ravosai. Are we live, David?
We are.
Great. Okay, that was all recorded. Excellent. Okay. Okay, we left off, when we last left our heroes, we were discussing the four-way machlokis tanaim between Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, and Somchus. And we're just going to talk for a moment about Somchus. So let's read, we'll chazer what the Gemara says at Rabbi Elazar, and read what the Gemara says about Somchus. Says the Gemara. Let's start from the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis. The last line. Amrav Zira, Mashal or Elazar Madar Verdomer, L'Adam Sha'achol Sofik Helo Sofik Shuman, which is perhaps a classic case of Ashim Taloi, V'Nodalo, and then he finds out he did a Sofik, but he doesn't know if he did the Avera or not, he just knows he did a Sofik Avera. Shemi V'Yashim, there may be Ashim Taloi. He brings an Ashim Taloi. And why does he bring an Ashim Taloi? Because he might have been liable. He might have been a Tola Ba'atzmo. Why would he think he's a Tola Ba'atzmo? V'lo mi'bari l'man r'tzivir ma'isin farsim milsa. For sure, he's a possible Tola Ba'atzmo, according to Manda Amr, that the tzivir brings, because it's well known that the whole tzivir brings, so it's known he should have heard if he had inquired. Ella, fil mandar bezdin, v'yam d'lom farsim milsa. Even if the mandar that bezdin pays for the carbon, when it's not as well known, still, if he had inquired, they would have told him it's not. Everyone doesn't have to chip in, but still pretty notorious when Bezdin has to bring a carbon. I'm Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, V'item Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida. Mashal of Sumchus Ma'adav Domer. What's the Mashal of Sumchus? Lo Adam Shehivi Kaparoso Beina Shmashos. Sofig Mibod Yom Neskaparlo, Sofig Mishachasechon Neskaparlo. A fellow brings his Kapara, his Chatos, Beina Shmashos. And we're not sure if when the Kohanim were Zorik the Dam, it was still daytime or it was already nighttime, because that's what happens in Beina Shmashos. You're not sure about that. So we're not sure if he was Yotze or not. So he's a Sufik whether he was Yotze or not. So what's the din? She'ein maybe Asham Tolik. What it means that Sufik be'od yom neskaperlo, Sufik she'echseichon neskaperlo, means maybe they did this Rika be'od yom and it was a valid kapara, or maybe they tried to do this Rika. They did this Rika after darkness, and it wasn't a valid kapara, and it wasn't a skaperlo. So he's now in a Sufik situation of chatas. She'ein maybe Asham Tolik. This fellow doesn't bring an Asham Tolik. Vilomi baya. He doesn't bring an Asham Tolik even though it's a Sufik, because after all, it's a Sufik that maybe he is a Tola Bebezdin. It's a Sufik that maybe it's not his, maybe he shouldn't have known. Why shouldn't he have known? Vilomi baya Lamanda Amar Bezdin Vien Lo Farsma Milsa. For sure, Lamanda Amar Bezdin brings. It wasn't well known. How is he supposed to know this? He's a Tola Bebezdin. What do you mean? He couldn't have asked. No one knows. Ella, no one in the little shtetl knows. Ella, filim under receiver and via the farsa milsa. Even under receiver brings that it's well known. Vavar omelan, they would have told him. Dehacha, the suffering god yom suffering shechshechi shalu aschachinu l'shaili. Okay, we have to figure out exactly different yourselves here. Somehow, in suffering being a shmushos, he couldn't have found anyone to ask. You can't ask someone in being a shmushos what time it is, right? The whole point is that everyone's confused about it. None of us know about being a shmushos, right? If I come up to you last night at 7:55 p.m. No one can find to ask exactly if it's day or nighttime. So here also, somehow, you know, you can't say you should have asked, and therefore it's a suffix, tole be bezdin. Now, what exactly is the son of machlokes between Sumchus and Rabbi Elazar? Right? Rabbi Elazar, at first glance, seems to make sense. It's taka suffix. Sumchus also seems to admit it's a suffix. If Sumchus thought it was a vadai, then he wouldn't say tol. Sumchus also admits it's a suffix. So Suffolk brings Ashim Tolly, where Lazar seems to have the upper hand. What Sumchus trying to say? And here we have to get at the core of the machlokis between Sumchus and Rabbi Lazar. And we already had this a little on the board last time when we discussed the ways to read the word Tolly. Forget the ways to read the word Tolly. Let's just figure out what a shita is. And obviously it'll tie in. So there's two basic drachim of understanding Sumchus versus Rabbi Lazar, which have to do with how to read these parts about Lomi Baya. One derech is the derech of Rashi and the Tosas Rush, at the very least. Okay, could be others agree. What's the shita of Sumchus? There are two basic approaches. One approach is Rashi and the Tosas Rush. They say, what's the etzem the machlokes? The etzem the machlokes is that Rabbi Elazar thinks it's 50-50 that he's Tola Ba'atzmo or Tola Bebezdin. Therefore, he brings an Hashem Tola, because it's 50-50. And what's Sumchus' argument? Look at the Lomi Bias. They're arguing about whether he should have asked or not, right? They're arguing about that he, basically, Rashi and Rush start with the Lomi Bias. What's the Lomi Bias saying? Rabbi Elazar is saying, it's 50-50. We're 50% mesupak that it's his fault for not asking. That it's his pshia for not asking. And even if it's even Bezdin, maybe, we're still mesupak it's his fault for not asking. What's Sumchus saying back? Nah, it's not his fault for not asking. We can't blame the guy for not asking. Nah, it's probably not his fault for not asking. Maybe he shouldn't have asked. Maybe no one have told him. Nah, we can't expect the guy to ask so much. And therefore he says, Lomi Baya, if the Bezdin brings, how can we expect him to ask? Even if Tzimur brings, how can we expect him to ask? Meaning, what's Sumchus saying? Sumchus is saying, nah, it's more likely that he's a Tola Bebezdin. It's more likely a Tola Bebezdin. He's also Mesupik. If he wasn't Mesupik, he wouldn't be saying Tolly. But Rabbi Elazar thinks a 50. Rav Shimon thinks a Vaday. Rav Meir thinks a Vaday. Religion thinks 50-50 Suffolk, and Sumchus thinks, nah, it's a more likely Suffolk. You're right, it's Taka Suffolk, I can't say for sure, but one Suffolk's more likely than the other. What does that have to do with bringing Kapara being a Shemushels versus the peace? So, what do we say here? Rabbi Lazar says that, here, by the Chaticha Suffolk Shuman Suffolk Chilev, it's 50-50, right? I mean, Suffolk Shuman, Suffolk Chilev, and we have no other evidence. It doesn't say Suffolk Shuman, Suffolk Chilev, and we have a reason to prefer one to the other. Suffolk Shuman, Suffolk Chilev, it's 50-50. As opposed to the case of Bein HaShemashos. Now, again, at first glance, we also think Bein HaShemashos is 50-50, right? That's what we're used to thinking about, I mean, in our everyday walking life. But if you look at the Tosas Rush, what does the Tosas Rush say here? Says the Tosas Rush, I'm going to start with Tosas Rush and go back to Rashi, even though Rashi came first, the Tosas Rush thing is much simpler. He says, at the end of the Ramaskal Somchus, he says, Safek I have a yomshin Israq, Safek, Hadam Olaila, the Potim lo have covered Acher, his Potter, why? The Milkmina Yom Chazkaso, we have a Chazaka on his side, we have a Chazaka to be Machriya the Safek. What chazaka? No. Now, this is a big chiddush, meaning this is a big, big deal in the Achronim. You get this deal for Shabbos, etc. Do you use cheskas yom and bein hashmashos? But the Tosas Rush here does. He says, look, it definitely used to be the day, right? We're not sure if it changed or not, right? 7:55 p.m. last night. 7:45 was daytime. We're not sure. Eventually it changed, right? We know by 10 p.m. it was nighttime. Even the brisket by 10 p.m. was nighttime. But we're not sure at 7:55 if it changed or not. If we're not sure if it changed or not, the chazak is machriya that it's still daytime. And that's why he doesn't have to bring another carbon, because the chazak is machriya that it's still daytime. Likewise here he says, I just lost the place, give me a sec. Hachanami mokmina ish b'chiz kaso kama v'tol bezdin avi v'lo po she'ed lo also b'dayi tishach from bezdin. We keep him in his old chazak. After all, he used to be a tolo b'bezdin before they... He didn't do it, but he was in the category of Tola Bebezdin before they retracted. Even after they retracted, we assume he's still Tola Bebezdin, and we don't say, also with that, Jeff's from Bezdin. Yeah, he didn't think Bezdin would retract. It's not his fault. He didn't imagine Bezdin would retract. What's the comparison? Says the Tosas Rush. Says, just like Chezkas Yom is Machriya liptur by bina shmashos. Why are you putter bina shmashos? Because Cheskas Yom says your carbon is watching the day, so you're putter, because you were yotzei. Likewise, Cheskas tole bebezdin. Right? Cheskas tole bebezdin. We assume he's the Cheskas tole bebezdin. And that Chazaka says that he's still a tole bebezdin. Okay, Cheskas tole bebezdin. Right? Okay. Whether it's Machria, whether it's Mokin, Yishla Ayin. Likewise, he's Cheskas tole bebezdin, and he is Potter. Okay, so what Sokas is arguing against Rabbi Lazar is, was he a suffic tola bebezdin, or was he a likely tola bebezdin? Not vadai. Chazak is not the same for sure vadai, 100%, we have no doubt. Means we're machriya the doubt, just like they were machriya the doubt. Rashi says something a little more complex, but I think he's in the same general mahalach. Let's read Rashi, Dibra Masal, suffic hashaychan is kapra lo lohavi kapar ma'alya. Okay, I'm going to skip the parts that we're going to get to in 5 minutes. Let's skip to where there's the parentheses word. There's no strong tzad to be mechayiv in bein hashmashos. Because you can't really say it's a 50-50. Maybe it was brought after darkness. Maybe the dam was nizrak already at nighttime. Sherry, bein hashmashos kherif ayin, because bein hashmashos is very quick. That no one can really tell what it is. Upater. Now, it's a little unclear what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, after all, there's not a strong tzad of nighttime. Because bein hashmashos is so quick, you can't identify it. It's very hard to say there's a strong tzad of nighttime. It's a little tricky, because can't you say there's not a strong tzad of daytime? But Rashi somehow thinks that the nighttime is not such a strong tzad. Who putter, right? Nighttime is not such a strong tzad. You can't really say it's a shema, a suffix that it was brought at night. Nah, it's hard to say a suffix brought at night. It's very hard to identify, to concretize the suffix of night. Hachinami, lekalmi m'shema mamish tolu ba'atzmo. Shari kvah ho'r bezdin. You can't say maybe he's a tolu ba'atzmo. What do you mean? There was a ho'r bezdin. How can you call him a strong, a real suffix of tolu ba'atzmo? Give me a break. There's a ho'r bezdin. On the one hand, just like Rashi is saying, on the one hand, there was daytime. And then, like, maybe it turned nighttime. Okay, but it's not such a strong maybe. Likewise here, Bezdin said it was mutter. He followed Bezdin. Maybe he should have asked. And therefore, it's his fault for not asking. And he's really following himself. Okay, that's a very weak side. The tzad liptor is very strong. Bezdin said it was mutter to eat this. He went and ate it. That's a very strong tzad liptor. What's a tzad l'chayev? Maybe let's say, since Bezdin retracted and he could have found out if he had asked, and he should have asked, therefore it's like he decided on his own. And that's a much weaker tzad. And therefore one tzad is stronger than the other tzad. Again, is Rashi going to have to come down to the, say, if it tosses Rashi at the end and say one tzad is stronger because it's chazaka, or just one tzad is stronger because you'll say, saying tosses Rashi in different words. And maybe I am. Like, the day is right there. Clearly, they're working. They did most of the avodah of the day. They did shkita in the day, and kabbalah in the day, and halacha in the day. And they start this whole carbon in the day. And then all of a sudden, you have the suffix. Maybe it turned night just as they were about to be zorik the dam. Okay, that's a much weaker tzad. The day is a much stronger presence here than the night. Which, again, might be very similar to Tosfos Rashi. But that's what Rashi's saying. Says Rashi, same basic idea. Just like the tzad of Zrika Biyom is much stronger than the tzad of Zrika Balaila. Right? It's not a tzad ma'alia. It's not a suffix ma'alia that was brought at night. What does that mean? Two possibilities. And one possibility is not a real strong doubt. That means the other possibility is more than 50%. Right? Likewise, tzad tole bebezdin is much stronger. We really have a good suspicion he's tole bebezdin. The tzad of tole ba'atzmo, that's very weak. That's very, if you really think the suffix tole ba'atzmo, that's not a really suffix. You want to say it's a chash rachok of tole ba'atzmo. There's some possibility he was tole ba'atzmo. I admit there's some possibility. You can't say that's a 50-50 suffix tole ba'atzmo. No, it's much more reasonable that he was tole bebezdin. So what Rashi and Tosfos Rashi are saying is what Sokas is arguing on Rabbi Lazar, Rav Shimon says Potter. Rav Meir says Chayav. Rav Lodge says 50-50. So Rav says, I admit it's a suffix, but it's not 50-50. It's a suffix which has a stronger tzad l'ptur and a weaker tzad l'chiyuv. That's what Rashi and Tosfos Rosh are saying. That's one derech in Sumchus. He's arguing about the suffix. He's saying the suffix is not 50-50. However, that's one pshat in Sumchus. But that's not the obvious pshat. That's certainly far from the only pshat in Sumchus. Because, after all, it's not what we would have thought about Bein HaShmashos. If you had told me Bein HaShmashos of a Yom Suffix Laila, I would have said, that's a good example of 50-50. I wouldn't have said, Chazaka one way or the other. We don't need... It's not so clear in most areas of Allah, it's not clear that we say Chazaka. There's a big deal in the Achronim. Do we say Chazaka in Bein HaShmashos? Where does this come up? Chazal say there are certain kulas and certain like Zeris Rabbanah you can be Mekel on Bein HaShmashos Friday afternoon. Can you also be Mekel Bein HaShmashos Saturday afternoon? Magen Avraham talks about a big machlok zachronim. What's machlok zachronim? If you say there's no chazak cheskes yom, then whenever you're making Friday afternoon, you make all Saturday afternoon. You say there's cheskes yom, if you make all Friday afternoon, but cheskes yom, you can't be making Saturday afternoon, cheskes yom is the chumra. So it is a big deal, but it's a chiddush here to say Bein HaShmashos is not a suffix. It sounds like maybe Bein HaShmashos is a suffix, and there's another way to read it. What's the other way to read it? The other way to read it is, I'll give, is the, in my humble opinion,
I think this is what the Rid is saying,
if you want to read the Rid more like Tosfos Rosh, I can't prove it, and the current Ohr is definitely saying that. And Moshe Feinstein also says this, Negros Moshe, but I don't think I put that on the Makoros. What can you say?
You could say like this.
You could say, no. Rabbi Lazar says it's 50-50, and Chaim Vashem Talon. And Sumchus says it's 50-50 and Potter may Ashim Tolin. They both agree it's 50-50. Very different way of understanding Sumchus. Not that Sumchus disagrees whether it's 50-50. They both agree it's 50-50. Rebbe Lazar is emphasizing one side of the 50-50. Whether the Tzibur brings or the Bezdin brings, there's a 50% chance that he was told of Atzmo. Sumchus says the other side. Whether Tzibur brings or Bezdin brings, there's a 50% chance he was told of Bezdin. But they both agree it's 50-50. If they both agree it's 50-50, why do they come up with different answers? So,
I
think here there are two drachim. One derech is what the Tosfos Rid says. Tosfos Rid doesn't say a ton, but what does he say here? He says here, when he explains Sumchus, V'sumchus dekari le taloi potor af me'ashem taloi, the hasam is chazik isura. Hacha lo is chazik isura. That was Ischazik Yisura. Here it's not Ischazik Yisura. Now, what does he mean by Ischazik Yisura? So, we need some background for this, right? Just the words Ischazik Yisura, we might think has to do with, general rules of Chazak, etc. But Abel tell us he's referring to... Right, this is a machlokas in Maseches Krisos. Right? Oh, do I remember which daf in Maseches Krisos? Mati, which daf in Maseches Krisos? Do you have this... Machlokas, give me a second. Right here. In Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. In Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, on the Sechus Krisos, there is a machlokas. That happens on the board yesterday. Last year, so we may have this Bikias, right? Between Rav Asi and Chiya Bar Rav, and then there's Machlokas between 2 days in the Gemara, what the base of that Machlokas is. But there's a Machlokas whether your Chayiv Ashim Kolig only B'makam Ischazik Yisura, or even without Ischazik Yisura. Exactly, two pieces versus one piece, right? If there are two pieces and you eat one, you don't know which one, there's a presence of Isser, you're for sure Chayiv Ashim Tolig. Right? If there's only one piece and there's no Ischazik Yisura, that's a machlokas whether you're Chayiv Ashim Tolig or not. It's a machlokas whether you're Chayiv Ashim Tolig if there is no fixed presence of Isser. Rav Asi says that you're Chayiv Ashim Tolig, and Chiya Bar Rav says that you are Potter from Ashim Tolig. Okay, why does it say you're Potter from Ashim Tolig? There are a few different opinions here. But the Gemara uses the phrase, lo ischazik yisura. So says the, here,
you know, yesh l'ayin bazeh harvei, but says the Rid, so why? One derech could be the Rid. Says the Rid, he used an Ashem Tolu concept. It's Chazak Yisura, Sumchas holds like Chiyah Barav, that you need is Chazak Yisura. And apparently he would hold, this also needs a lot of Eon, that Ben Hashmoshes is not his Chazak Yisura. Okay, that's not his Chazak Yisura. So, what does he say? He says, no, Savar Kechiyah Barav increases Daf Yud Zayinam and Beis. The Chayav Asham Toloi Rak B'makom De Eschazek Yisura. The low Bechaticha Achas, which is Rebbe Lozzer's example, right? Kemo Hamashal Shel Rebbe Lozzer. Oh, our case is not as Chazak Yisura. Karen Ora has a big deal to call our case as Chazak. Says our case is not as Chazak Yisura. You can't say, there's like a piece of Toleb Bezdin and a piece of Toleb Atma Yoga, which DC picked. No, there's no Chazak Yisura. There's no presence of Isser. There's just a vague doubt what was going on. That's not as Chazak Yisura, and therefore your potuk is not as Chazak Yisura. This is very meduyak in the mashal of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says it's like eating a piece of shumah sofek kalev. Apparently, Rabbi Lazar holds like Rav Asi that one piece is chayim mashum tali. That's what he says, right? Meaning here I'm filling in the other side, but I'm filling in reasonably. For Rabbi Lazar, savar kit rav. Rav Asi there. Kirav Asi Shum Diloboy Ischazik Isura Vichayav Al Chaticha Achas Safe Vichuli. Right. This is very midduk in the Moshe Rabbi Lazar. Lazar says this like Chaticha Achas, which is not Ischazik Isura Chayav Moshe Tolloy, because I hold Chayav Moshe Tolloy. And likewise here. And Somcha says, nah, I hope that's not Chayav Hashem Tolloy.
But if the Tanan came before the Amoraim, so therefore, if they didn't specify, one would assume that he's talking about the case that's Vaday Asa, which is Chazak Yisura, Shtei Chatichos. And if he's talking about one Chaticha, then why didn't Somcha why didn't the person give the marshal for Somcha?
So here's my two problems with the Rid. Unless you want to radically reinterpret the Rid. But number one, which is a different problem you just pointed out, is if the machlokes Rav Asi and Chiyah Barav increases the same as the machlokes Rav Yelazar and Somchus in Horios, then it should have said Ketanai, right? The Gemara is supposed to tell you when a machlokes Tanai is the same as a machlokes Amoraim, right? That's the rules of writing the Talmud Bavli, is that when the Amoraim argue that it's a machlokes Tanai, they're supposed to say Lame Ketanai or Ketanai and point it out. So it's a little funny they didn't point it out. Number two, our Gemara is not so meduyuk. After all, then what should Sumchas have said? Mashal Sumchas Ma'adar Domer also to Chaticha Achas Sofik Chilav Sofik Shumad, where he thinks you're a potter from Mashal Tali. Why is he bringing Bina Shmashals? You can be Nimcha and say, he wanted to say one piece is like Bina Shmashals, but it's not Meduyah. Then they both should use the Mashal of Chaticha Achas Sofik Shumad Sofik Chilav. So it's a little funny. There's a lot of difficulties in this problem to read. So the Rid sounds like he said it. I mean, he took the phrases Chazak Yisura from Krisos Daf. From Krisos, Daf, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. What does he say here? One second. Yeah, it's someplace here that, truth is, here they use the lotion of Ikba Yisura. So maybe he's not saying it's the same Achlokas. Maybe it's not the same machlokas. What's but then what's the Rid saying?
How does the Rambam paskin with respect to machlokas increases?
What?
How does the Rambam paskin with respect to machlokas increases?
He paskins that only if you have two pieces. Right, so then for sure it wouldn't work for the Rambam. Okay, yeah? Yeah, I know. I for sure none of the other Rishonim would agree with this. Oh. Right? The question is, what does he say? Yeah, no, I'm always going within the Rid. I'm not trying to explain the other Rishonim this way. Only within the Rid. Okay, so Yesh Ayin Bazeh, there obviously, the simple shot of Gemara is that's not what we're talking about. We're all within the data that one piece is good enough. Okay, Yesh Ayin Bazeh, Harbi in the Rid, maybe I have the wrong shot in the Rid. It's going to be very difficult. The Maisa, what would I prefer to say? I prefer to say what the current Ora says. Says the current Ora, no, they're actually arguing about a Hakira we already discussed here. What's the Hakira we already discussed here? What is the Tzad Liftor? Well, I'll give two suggestions. One, you could say like this. Says the current Ora, he says very nicely. He says, really, they're arguing about a similar thing to maybe one possibility of Tulashonos or Yehuda Merab. What is the Tzad Liftor? What is the suffix to potter him? If you recall, we had two opinions what the suffix to potter him was. Says the Karnor, he says very poshut. He says, why would he be potter if he was told of a bezdin? And if he was told of a bezdin, why would he be potter? Good question, right? Says very, very simple. Rabbi Elazar says, 50-50. Let's say this. Ulefi hatzad shechashov tole bebezden hotter meikara kilo chalalov chiyuv. He says he's a 50-50. And if he was told bebezden, he was potter in the first place because he never had a chiyuv. Why did he never have a chiyuv? Remember, he had a whole list on the board. Oh, which is what he says. Kemanda Omar Yachid Hatole Bebezdin Potter. Oh, like the Grach, the Kavan, the Chatu Rabim, Lo Shayach Parshas Chatas Yachid. Okay, those are some of the possibilities that we had last time. We don't have to chazer all the possibilities. Those were okay. Some of those main or we'll put the Kilos Yaakov. Oh, the Kavan, the Chatu Rove Kahal, Chosh of Anus. Right, that's what the Stipler said, that once everyone else did it, if you do what everyone else does, and what Bezin says is okay, you're an Anus. Okay, and therefore, what do we have here? 50% suffig that he was Nischayev. 50% suffig that he was low Nischayev. And therefore, he brings an Ashem Taloi. That's what an Ashem Taloi is for, when you're 50% likely that you're Chayev, 50% likely you weren't Chayev. However, what does Sumchas say? Sumchas also knits as 50-50. But he is a different Tzad in that Hakira we had of Rabbi Shimon. Ulefi Hatzad. The Choshev Tole Bebezdin Nischayev Karban Aval Niskaper Al Yedei Parhelim Dover. Remember, that's the current Oros Mechadish. He says, oh, how can you get a kapara if they brought it before you even did your Avera? He thinks it can be possible anyway. Right, Kavish and Pasha broke Tzibur. So says Sumchus, the other Tzad. He says, yes, it's 50-50. 50% told Batsa, 50% told Bezdin. But the Tzad of told Bezdin is not that you were never Chayev. It's not that told Bezdin is never Chayev. No, Yachid Shasvoros Bezdin Chayev. Everyone's Chayev. Like the Noda Yehuda. Remember the Noda Yehuda? Everyone's Chayev. Just you can be potted through the pot. It's a suffix. Maybe you're told Batsa when you weren't potted with the pot. Maybe you're told Bezdin and you were potted with the pot. So it's a Vadai Nischayev, suffix Niftar. In which case, what's the case here? 100% nischayev. 50% niskaper kvar. 50% lo niskaper kvar. Aha! If someone's for sure chayev achatas, and they're mesupik if they were niskaper or not, do they bring an ashram toloi? Is that when the Torah says bring an ashram toloi? No, the Torah doesn't say to bring an ashram toloi if you're mesupik if you're a niskaper, only for a mesupik whether you're chayev. In which case, ain't no maybe ashram toloi. That is the pshat of the Karen Ora. What's machlokes of religion? So because religion says they both agree 50% likely tolu bezdin, 50% likely tolu atzmo. But the Karen Ora says 50% likely tolu bezdin never chayiv. 50% chayiv. You're a subic. You're ever chayiv or not? You bring us from tolu. Says so because no, you're for sure chayiv. Like the note of Yehuda, everyone's chayiv unless they get kapar with the par. 50% likely you got kapar. 50% likely you didn't. That's not the case of Ashram Toloi. Why is this such a meduyik shot in the Gemara, Eli? Because that's exactly the mashal. Then, only going to this shot, the mashal is perfect. That's exactly the mashal, where Rabbi Lov says, mashal, I ate something, I don't know if it was Caleb or Shuman. Suffolk, whether it was ever chayiv or not. What does Sumchas say? Or they say for Sumchas? Mashal, someone who's for sure chayiv, but brought his carbon and was 50%, 50-50, whether he was Yotze his carbon or not. That's exactly. Then the mushal is super duper mduik, right? According to this pshat, it is super duper mduik. The Karen Ora actually is the only pshat that's super mduik in the mushal. Everyone else is nidchak in the mushal. And the Rid, I don't even know if I understand what he means. But this is mduik in the mushal, right? This is exactly the mushal. One says, Rabbi Lazar says, mushal, I don't know if I was ever chayiv in the first place. And so because mashal, I was for sure chayiv in the first place. I don't know whether I was yotze kapara yet or not. Okay? Then I don't bring an ashram toloi. So I think there, the mashal is 100% meduyik, and that's really the attractiveness of the Karen Oras of Shat. Okay, maybe there's... If I wanted to say something of my own, I might say that they don't have machlokis about horios. They have a machlokis about ashram toloi. Maybe Relazar holds, you only bring an Ashram Tolo if you don't know if you did the Aveira. Sorry. Rabbi Relazar holds, you bring an Ashram Tolo whenever you don't know if you're a Chayiv. Some of us holds, you only bring an Ashram Tolo if you don't know if you did the Aveira. And then, this I have no Makor for, but I think there's two ways the Mashal is Medoyak. Okay, I'll put it on the board, even though I have no Makor for this whatsoever. Maybe you could say, not like the Karen Ora, Nechliku, the Hilchos, Ashram Toloi. Rabbi Lazar says, Chayav Ashram Toloi V'chol Mikra Sheniskapek Ha'im Chayav Chatas. Sumcha says, nope, Chayav Ashram Toloi Rak Im Nistapek Ha'im Avar Avera. Aval, in Vadai Avar Aveira, Vesafik, Mischayev Chatas, Eino Mevi Ashram Toloi. And then, what are they saying? They're saying that, then, they're also there, because well, what's this case? It's a funny case. You know you ate Chelev, right? Because Bezdin retracted what you ate was Chelev. You don't know if you're responsible for eating the Chelev or not. Maybe that's another way to explain what Chlok is. And therefore, what does he say? He says that Safek Tala Ba'atzmo Safek Tala Ba'bezdin is Dome L'Safek Achal Chelev Safek Achal Shuman. Any Safek in the Chiyuv is like a Safek that you did the Aveira and your Chayev. And some Chos would say, nah, Safek Tala Ba'atzmo Safek Tala Ba'bezdin is Dome L'Safek Niskaper Safek Lo Niskaper De'eino Mevi Ashram Toloi. So this, I have no one who says this. You could say they're not. They're arguing about the rules of Ashram Toloi. What way? Not like Tosfos Rid. Not as anything with Chazak Yisura. Very pashut. Two cases are obvious. If I don't know if I ate Chelev or not, I bring an Ashram Toloi. If I don't know if I got Kapara already or not, I don't bring an Ashram Toloi. What if I know I ate Chelev, but I don't know if I ate Chelev in a way that's mechayev me or not? Not do the current or is Kapara, right? I don't know if I was chayev for eating Chelev or not chayev for eating Chelev. So Rabbi Elazar says, if I don't know if I was chayif in chilev, that's like not knowing if you're in chilev, you're chayif. And Sofa says, no, you know me in chilev. You just don't know if you're chayif for it. That's like safek kapara when you're putter. Okay, so we have different ways. The Karen Or is very attractive. Lamaisa, we have four ways then. Maybe I don't understand the Tosas Rid well enough of understanding what's going on here. The Tosas Rid, the Piske Rid, technically. Same person, different book. No, because everyone might agree if it's a suffix in kapara you don't bring. They're just arguing if you have this katsef, suffix in kapara, this suffix avar, and in the middle you have suffix chayav alav rosso, which way to put it? Which way to... They're arguing kol torkul in similar cases. I tried to look up for a proof one way or the other, I couldn't find one. Okay, that's so much for Sumchas. Let us now move on in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva saying the truth. What's Rabbi Kiva saying to Ben Azai? He's saying, of course, there's a difference between on the derech and not on the derech. On the derech, you can't hear. When you're at home, you can't hear. So why doesn't Ben Azai not accept that? Rabbi Hichzik b'derech ichmenayu. No, they're talking about Hichzik b'derech. What does Hichzik b'derech mean? The Rabbi Yonas of the Nil says it means you just started on the road and you're close to town. And therefore, you still meet people going to the field from town. But everyone else, Rashi, Rama, everyone else says, Hitzik B'derech means you are packing for the trip. I don't know, anyone ever packed to go on a trip to America, on the airplane to America? You know, when you're packing to go on that trip, you might as well not be home, right? Because your brain is not home when you're packing to go on a trip, because you're lachutz to make the airplane, right? Even in those days, there were no airplanes, there were lachutz to make the caravan. If you miss the caravan, it's like missing the airplane, you're stuck. You can't go on a highway by yourself. That's suicide, right? You gotta make your caravan. So if you're lachutz, you're packing, you're pressured to get on the derech. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. Ben Azai chayv dov vesa isid. Rabbi Kiva potu echsa my derech. Ben Azai says, you're still home, you should have kept up on the local news. Should have kept up on the news, you're still home. Rabbi Kiva says, give me a break. The guy's packing to get to the airport. He can't think about anything but his trip, and he might as well be in Kalamazoo. He might as well be in the desert, because his brain is already in the desert. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Yes, his brain is already in the desert. There's no way he can keep track of normal life. We don't expect him to keep track of normal life while he's packing to go to the airport. Great. Continue. Horror vest and lacquers color guff, right? This is really, according to most Rishonim, they put the second half of the Mishnah here. If Bezdin uprooted an entire part of the Torah, then there's no parsha parah l'mdavar. Why not? Tana Rabbanan, Dover, when you get a chance, please. V'nelam davar lo she'achar mitzvah kula. V'nelam davar, not if you uproot a whole mitzvah. Ketza, what's an example? Amrei, you need a Torah and Shabbat for Torah, and what is called a Torah, yafal yichayavim. You might be chayav uprooting a whole part of the Torah. Kama lomar, v'nelam davar lo she'achar mitzvah kula. Only for v'nelam davar, not if you're nelam a whole mitzvah. Now, this drasha doesn't make sense yet. How do we know Nelam Dover means part of the mitzvah, not a whole mitzvah? Adrava, Dover sounds like a whole thing. So the Gemara asks here. Well, first finish the brisa, sorry. Hariyah Lepaturim, Avol Amri, Yishinid Matur, Avol Shomer Shiyon Kineged Yom Pater. They say there is an Isra Nida, but Shomer Shiyon Kineged Yom is Matur. What does this mean? Nida is a woman who gets her period at the normal time of the month, who's here for 7 days. That's very explicit in the Chumash. Shomer Shiyon Kineged Yom is one subset of Nida that's not even so explicit in the Chumash, which means if, in the middle of the month, when she's not supposed to get her period, a woman bleeds for 1 day, she's Tmeya until she has another clean day. 1 day, Kineged, 1 day. Yei Shabbos Matorah Lotz Mishosiyachu Shabbat Potter. They admit they're Shabbos. They just uproot Hotzah. Yei Shabbos Chav Matorah Lotz Potter. There is, of course, an Isser of idol worship in the Torah, but bowing is okay, because after all, bowing is not really worshiping. It's just bowing, right? It's not offering a sacrifice or anything. Yachu Yipaturin. So you might think in this case they're Potter from Paral Dover, Tamar Lomar, Nelam Dover, Lokal Gof. No, there's Nelam Dover. They did not uproot the whole Gof. They just uprooted part of it, so they're Chayiv. Now, Amar Mag. Yachu Yipaturin. First question. You might think they're Potter. For, in the case where they uproot part of it, the Ibikiyah mitzvah is a bitl mitzvah p'tur, but here's called a gof p'tur, my chayofin. This is a very, very technical, picky question. In the ratio of the brisa, we already determine if they uproot the whole thing, if they're putter. Then we say, maybe if they uproot part of it, they're putter. Hold on, if they uproot part of it, they're putter, and all of it is putter, then when are they ever chayof? Then it can't be. Tana hach b'kashle, ema dover kula milsa mashwa. No, The Reisha says, you're potter if you uproot the whole thing. And then the Seifa says, no, Taka, maybe the opposite. Maybe you're higher for uprooting the whole thing, because Dover is a whole thing, and you're only potter if you uproot part of it. Kamashwan, no, you're higher for uprooting part of it and potter for uprooting the whole thing. But why? Where do we get from Dover? Dover sounds like a whole thing. How do we know it's only if they uproot part of it? So here we have three opinions. My mashba, what's the mashba of the drasha? Ulakari bevinela mi Dover. It's the mem of vinelam goes on Dover also. It's a drasha. That the last letter of one word goes on the next word. Actually, this is mems actually have a way of doing this. Like if the next word would start with a vowel, right? The Balkori who's meduyak would make teens to separate it. Right? If I say v'imad eila and I'm not meduyak, it sounds like v'imad eila. But in any case, here it's dover. No, v'nelam dover. But still, al pi drash, we say v'nelam mi dover. Mi in drash always means part of and not all. Right? That's a clear rule of Chazal, that mi means part from and not all of it. Part of and not all of it. So v'nelam mi dover, if part of a dover is nelam. Chizkiah says, second shot, amar krav v'asu achim kol mitzvos. But the same mi drasha, but from the next, the continuation of the pasuk. It says, v'nelam dover, v'asu achim kol mitzvos, mi kol mitzvos, lo kol mitzvos. From the mitzvos, but not the whole mitzvos. Hold on, mitzvos tarti mashma. It's not a fair drasha. Mitzvos means two. So from two is one. But you have to, it just means you uproot one whole mitzvah, not multiple mitzvos. No, Reb Nachman is on mitzvahs ksiv. No, al pi drasha, we read it without the vowels, just the consonants, and it says mitzvahs. So mikol mitzvahs means from the mitzvah, and not a whole mitzvah. Rav Ashi, third opinion, says, Yalav dover dover zakin mamri. We learn, zera shava from zakin mamri. And then Zakin Mamre is only chai if he uproots part of a mitzvah. Why did Siv baby Zakin Mamre keep only mimcha davar lo sasmina davar ashi yilcha yunus mo? Mam Mamre min ha davar lo kol davar. By Zakin Mamre darchin min ha davar lo kol davar. Again, all three drashas are based on mi or min, meaning part of something, which is one of the most basic rules of drash. So just like Zakin Mamre is only chai for part of a davar, not a whole davar. Af bohara davar velo kol haguf. Likewise, in a ra, only part of a davar, meaning only part of something, and not if you uproot the whole thing. Great. Okay, so now we've justified the drash, we've justified our Mishnah. Now we're introducing a new rule which is not found in our Mishnah. What's the new rule not found in our Mishnah? Amar Yehuda Rav Shmuel, Ein Bez L'Chayav Anashe Yor B'Dover She'in HaTzdukin Modin Bo. Bez is only Chayav if they pass... Oh, hold on. I forgot the whole middle, page 8, right? Okay, stop here. I forgot a whole Makoro sheet. Someone should have shouted. Someone should have exploded. No, I have to at least a little talk about it. Okay. There's a side point in our sugya, which, you know, is very punchy, so we couldn't skip it, which all the Rishonim point out. Well, I almost missed the whole Makorosh. It's a good thing I shuffled my papers. What's the side point that all the Rishonim are bothered with from Rashi and on is what's called the Asei da Hashlama. What's the Asei da Hashlama? It says in the Chumash, V'arach Aleha Ha'olah. Ha'ola, Gemara says, Ola Rishona. The first Ola has to be the Ola Satana, the Tomashal Shachar. The first thing you bring every day is the Tomashal Shachar. Vehiktir Aleha Chel Vehashlamin. What is Vehiktir Aleha Chel Vehashlamin? We darsh this to mean Aleha Hashlein. Chel Vehashlamin means not just Shlamin, but means Aleha Hashlein. You have to complete all the Karbanos on that first Ola. Meaning, you have to bring all the Karbanos after the Tomashal Shachar, and not after the Tomashal Vein Arbayim. From here we learn, you're not allowed to bring karbonos before the Tomei Shel Shachar, and you're not allowed to bring karbonos after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, except for very limited exceptions, such as Korban Pesach, which is darshan from the Chumash, that it comes after Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. But that's what the Asei Dashlomi. You have to be mashlim everything between the Tomei Shel Shachar and the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, not after Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. What's the problem here? The problem here is thus. If you brought this chata suffik and day suffik and night, that means it was after the Tum and Shul Bein Arbayim. If it's after the Tum and Shul Bein Arbayim, what's the suffik? You're vada not yotze. You violated the asei dashlama. That's the kasha of all the Rishonim. How do you say suffik yotze? It's vada possible because you violated the asei dashlama. Okay, so that's the kasha of the Rishonim here. Okay, Rishonim here. Give a certain number of answers, and they're shown elsewhere, fill in a little more, especially those exceedingly long tosos. Okay, nothing I can do. I didn't write them. I just read them. But here's the kasha. The kasha is lama lo nifsal ha chatas.
Mipnei Shehekriv Oso Achar Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which is the violation of the Asei Dahashlam, which is the Mashlam after the Tamid Shel Shachar.
Okay, the simplest answer is, it's obviously not so simple, but what does Rashi give? What does Rashi give? Which a very simple answer, you just get into some trouble with it. What does Rashi say? Rashi says very simple. He says, yeah, Asei Dahashlam is not Ma'akev, Shalom al Yisrael, no problem. Right? He says, yeah, talk it is after the Asei Dahashlam. But Asei Dahashlam is l'chadchila. You violated an Asei. Okay, it's not a nice thing to violate an Asei. But you're still Yotze, your Karban. That's a Rashi. Rashi's not the only one to say this. One second. Rashi, not the only one to say this. The Rabbeinu Hananel, in his first answer, which he seems to be fairly committed to, also says this. The Meiri here also says this. Right? So, the one answer is, Rashi says Rashi. You see, he has a Havmina, right? It's puzzle. It says Rashi, the part I just skipped, he says, the Vyapi Shukar Rachar Tom Shalayim Bayim ain't Moshem Psol. There's no Psol. Dachi Amar Pter Tom and Nishra to Asi Asay de Pesach, Asay de Chilos Kachim, Dachi Asay de Ashlama. Vikanami Shinu Yachrine Tuva. Okay, there are other answers. Okay. What did it say? There's no Psol. What's the proof there's no Psol? Because the Asay of Karban Pesach overrides it. What does he mean by this? He doesn't mean bringing a Karban Pesach. Bringing a Karban Pesach is Mefurish in the. We doubt from a force from the Chumash that it comes after Tomas Shalim Arbayim. That's not an overriding. That's a Xeris Akasov. He means the case of, which also appears, Mechosik Yipurim Erev Pesach. Let's say a guy is a Zav on Erev Pesach, and he needs to bring a Karban in order to be tar and eat his Karban Pesach. And he delayed, for whatever reason, maybe it wasn't his fault, maybe he was in the hospital, maybe he got stuck in traffic, who knows, until after Tomas Shalim Arbayim. Everyone's bringing their carbon pesach. He says, I want to bring carbon pesach. They say, are you tahar? He says, no, I just need to bring one little carbon and then I'll be tahar. I say, but you can't bring a carbon. It's after the Tom Shalei Arbayim. So what do we say? No, we can. Why? Since he needs to bring this carbon to do carbon pesach, this carbon will help him do an asei sheish bakaris. Not the asei of bringing the carbon to be retired up. The asei of pesach, which he needs this carbon to be retired to do. The Asay of Pesach, which has Karis, is Dokli. The Asay of Ashlama, which doesn't have Karis. Right? So, the is Dokli, the Asay of Ashlama, that doesn't have Karis. And therefore, you can bring it. Says Rashi, hold on a second. But, if it was possible after the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, how would it help to be Dokli and bring it? Like, it's possible. If it's possible to Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, then there's no way to be doka that it's possible. It must be that it's kosher. It's just like achila, you're not allowed to do it because of the assay. In which case, if we're doka the assay, then it's okay. Right? No one's going to say, you want to bring a puzzle card. Bring a balmum. Okay, we'll be doka because it's very important for Karban Pesach. No, like, if it's puzzle, it's puzzle. You can't be doka. It can only be doka an isser. You can't be doka a psol. So therefore, Rashi says, this shows it's an isser, it's not a psol. That's a sheet of Rashi. That's also what Rabbeinu Hananel says. Notice, there's someone named Baruch. We're not even sure who wrote the Rabbeinu Hananel here. We're not sure who wrote anything on Horius. But we're definitely not sure who Baruch is. Someone named Baruch, who wrote glosses. Yeah, how do you say glosses in Hebrew? In the middle of Rabbeinu Hananel, said, Amar Baruch. Ra'inu Mishapira says there's no psal. Right? That's Tamashibusha. That's ridiculous. Right? How can you say that? Right? So apparently whoever Baruch is didn't like this. I didn't need to tell us. But Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Meiri here all says very poshut. They say, Vasei dehashlama eino posel. It doesn't possible the carbon. You're right. In this theoretical case we're discussing, they violate the Asei of Hashlama. Okay, but that has nothing to do with whether your carbon's kosher or posel. Your carbon still kosher. That's no problem. Tosos disagrees. Tosos says here, says Tosos,
I'm not sure what he means by mashma. Well, maybe I am. Tosefta is pretty important. What does Tosefta say in Psachim? Any carbon you bring before the Tumas Shel Shachar, after the Tumas Shel Bein Arbayim, is puzzle. Okay, and then he brings another Dikot's puzzle, which is an argument from silence, so it's not such a strong Dikot. Okay, Mashma Psachim, Derami, Hasim, Sibyl, Yonah, Boker, Kalan, Yonah, Sibyl, Shlom, Allah, Hashling. One Pasuk says you can be makrev the fats all night. The other says you can only be makrev until the Tumas Shel Bein Arbayim, Sestira. Why didn't they say one is Bidyevin, one is Lechachila? That shows that it's not only a Zuchachila, it's a Psol Bidyevin. He could also have brought, which the other shown to bring, from Psachim Daf and the other chosen bring, Psachim Daf and Gimel and Beis. What does it say there? It says if you bring a Shlomim after the Tumas Shel Bein Arbayim, it's Psol because it was brought after the Tumas Shel Bein Arbayim. And you wait till the morning and you burn it. So it's pretty mefurish. So therefore, that's why this is not so Pasha. There are Makoros that say it's Psol. Okay, so it's not so Pasha. There are Makoros that say that it is Psol. But that's even in Rashi, Rein Chanan, Meiri. You could say the Rambam also agrees to that, although it's hard to say. The Rambam doesn't talk a ton about the Aseidah HaShlamah. And here it's an argument from silence. The Rambam does say, in the beginning of Hilchas Tmidin, Musafim, that all his Lashon is that Aser Lahakriv Karban Klal Kodim Tamash Al Shachar Velo Shochlin Karban Achar Tamash Alin Arbayim. You're not allowed to be Makriv before the Tamash Al Shachar or after the Tamash Alin Arbayim, except for Karban Pesach. He says you're not allowed to. He doesn't say it's puzzle. That's an argument from silence, but maybe he would also think it's not ma'akev.
I don't understand the question so much. In other words, when we say something is puzzle, it's because there's no reason to say it's kosher. We know in general it's puzzle, but if there's an essay, it doesn't let the psul to be chal.
Okay, so give me half a second. Okay, give me a couple minutes. Okay, this is a big, as opposed to Tosos, right? Versus Tosos, who says clearly that no. The Aseh de Hashlama is Poso the Karban. Right? In which case, Tosos has to give a different answer, our Sugya. Oh, what different answer can you find for our Sugya? What does Tosos say for our Sugya? What is Tosos says? Yes, Tosos says that there's one case where we know that it's docha, the Mechus Kippur and Erev Pesach, and then Aaron was okay with that. Maybe there's a case, Mechus Kippur and Erev Pesach. Okay, this gets a little tricky because what does that have to do with Ashram Tolui? You don't bring an Ashram Tolui for a Safing Mechus Kippur. I mean, there are two cases where you bring Karban Chatas. One is if you might have done, one is if you did a sin, the other is if you have a Toma. Ashram Tolui is only Safing sin, not Safing Toma. So then it becomes a little strange in our sugya. What do you mean it's a mechus kippur and erev pesach? Then how does the mashal work that it's a suffix about ashram tolui? So, okay, either you have to say like kazan ish, which I put on the course, which maybe I'm going to skip if we don't have enough time. Or you have to say it's lav dafka the mashal, just using some vague parallel example that's not really an example of ashram tolui. But therefore, Tosos gave an answer of, Tosos says it is posel. So what was Tosos' answer? Tosos' answer was, right, and the Tosos Rosh gave the same answer here. Okay, he's also a Tosos. He says, no, Myri, ben Choser Kippurim, be'eret Pesach, and that's the one time when you're allowed to bring a Chatas after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and the Aseh Dashlom is overridden. Okay, let's hold that thought for a moment. I just want to point out, I want to chazer what Morty heard last night in Rav Ashushir. The Rabbi Ruchem Fischer Perlau has an interesting hakira here. He didn't say it quite, he doesn't introduce the words, I have a hakira. But he has an interesting hakira based on the machlokas Ramban Ramban, whether the Aseh Dashlama counts. Does the Aseh Dashlama count as one of the 248 that's what I say? The Ramban doesn't count it. And the Ramban, in his Shechasa Asin, does, right? The Ramban lists all the Aseh the Ramban forgot. Now, of course, if the Ramban lists all the essays the Ramban forgot, then he has to take away to make up for it. But that's no problem. He does. Just he doesn't list in one place all the essays he take away. You have to go through his hasagas on each essay and see how many he took away. And then he's mashlin, right? He makes sure to keep count to take away the same amount that he is Mashlim. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos has the Assays the Rambam forgot and the Los Assays the Rambam forgot, and they're all exceedingly fascinating, of course. And the Ramban says here that Mitzvah Yud Aleph Shenitzdavinu LaHakrif Kol Karbonos Avam Benedovo B'Chova, which are all Karbonos Ben Shnei Tamidim. We're commanded to bring all the Karbonos between the two Tamidim. Bring the Karbonos between the Tamids, meaning. When should you bring the Karbonos, Hashem said? He said, Mitzvah is saying, bring them between the Tamids. The Rambam leaves out that Mitzvah is saying. So the question is, and the Lashon here is going to be very important. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah is saying, Lehakriv kol hakarbanos bein shnei tamidim. Okay, why does the Rambam leave it out? So, I know of two answers. The Megillas Esther here gives a technical answer which needs a lot of eon. Says the Megillas Esther, he says, you know why the Rambam leaves it out? Here, I'm sort of translating the Megillas Esther. Because it's not countable. Why is it not countable? What two kinds of mitzvahs does the Rambam count? Mitzvahs. Asay and los asay. 248 asays, 365 los asays. Is this a mitzvah asay that you're supposed to go and do something? Is this a positive commandment or a negative commandment? It is an isra asay, or what Chazal call a lav habami klal asay. It's a funny kind of thing. It's a prohibition that is expressed positively. It doesn't say thou shalt not bring a karbon before Tamid Shal Shachar or after Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But it's not a mitzvah to go ahead and bring a karbon. It's a prohibition to bring a karbon in the wrong time, but the prohibition is expressed positively. That's called a lav habami klal asay. Says the Megillah. Now, is a lav habami klal asay a lav or an asay? Truth is, the Gemara discusses that. Says the Megillah, the Gemara doesn't discuss that for a purpose of counting. The Gemara never deals with how to count. There is one Gemara that says the number. The Gemara never talks about how to count. But the Gemara says, well, a lav habami klal asay is more like an assay. You don't get malchus for it. Right? But, says the Megillas Esther, he says, but it doesn't count as either. It can't count as a lav, because it's not a lav. It doesn't say thou shalt not. But it can't count as an assay, because it's not telling you what to do. It's telling you what not to do. So it falls between the cracks, or as we say in Hebrew, nafal bein hakisaot. Right? It's not really an assay. It's not really a lav, so it doesn't count. Ram says, yeah, there are 248 assays, 365 lavim. And then, there are other things that are neither assays nor lavim, which I don't count. That's the Megillas Esther's answer. Right? So how about the Rambam? How about the Rambam? So says the Megillas Esther. He says, no, maskim l'Ramban. Aval, eino nimna. Mishum, the lav, haba, miklala say, eino nimna. Now, the Achronim go to town on this Megillas Esther. Now you have to go through every single mitzvah of the Rambam and check, did he ever count the lav habami klal asay? Here it gets very subtle, right? For example, the Rambam counted the asay of resting on Shabbos. And he says, whoever does malacha violates this asay. Seems like a lav habami klal asay to me. Why did the Rambam count that? Okay. I'm not going to go through all 613 of the Rambam. But this Megillas Esther is very radical, and there's a lot of objections to it. Says Rabbi Yochanan Frischel Perlau in his Peirush on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadi Goan, as it were, says Rabbi Yochanan Frischel Perlau, he says, I have a better shot. Says, you know why the Rambam doesn't count this as an assay? Because it's part of a pre-existing assay. After all, there's a mitzvah assay of Kriya Shema. Are you going to count that you should say Kriya Shema at a certain time? Mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. Are you also going to say, and it's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema and say both paragraphs, or all three paragraphs, or to say it before the third hour of the day, the 3 hours of the day, etc.? No, those are details of the mitzvah asay. The Rambam already wrote it in his Shurashim. You don't count every detail of the mitzvah asay. The rules of how to do the mitzvah asay don't count. They're part of the asay. Says the Rambam, Visual Parallel, no, it's bichlal
mitzvahs asay shel hakravas tamidim. There's a mitzvah asay to bring the carbon tamid. That's counted in the Rambam.
So this is one of the rules of the carbon tamid. What's one of the rules of the carbon tamid? That the tamid has to be first, and that the tamid has to be last. So one of the rules of carbon tamid, that's why it doesn't count. It's a detail of carbon tamid. If so, Rabbi Yochanan Frosh Perlau has now given us a chakira, which is exactly, I didn't plan this, right? Exactly what Usher talked about in his shir in Shari Tassid last night, right? The following chakira, because it's Parsha Pinchas, tamid. Now we have a chakira between the Ramban and the Rambam Lifi Rabbi Yochanan Frosh Perlau. What does... Now, what's interesting is that what is the assay? According to the Ramban, it's lehakriv kol karbonos bein hatmidim. The assay is on the karbonos. They have to be between the tmidim. According to the Ramban, it's not an assay on other karbonos. Then it would be a new assay. Lehakriv hatmidim rishon va'achron. That the tamidim have to be first and last. That's what we're referring to. It's not a new assay about other karbanos. It's an assay about the tamid. The assay is you should bring the tamid first and you should bring the tamid last. That's what Rechav Rosh Perlau says. So that's the hakira. Is the assay d'ashlom an assay of zman karbanos? There's a mitzvah assay to bring karbanos at the right time. After all, there are many times of karbanos. You can bring them during the day. You can't bring them at night. You could bring them when the animal's 8 days old and not when the animal's 7 days old. Etc., etc. One of the rules, you can bring them between the Tamidim and not before and after the Tamidim. Or, no, the Asay Nashlom is an Asay in the Tamid. The Tamid has to be first and last. Of course, for the Tamid to be first and last, you shouldn't be mocking anything before the Tamid Joshua or after the Tamid. But it's a din in the Tamid, not a din in the other Karbanos. Two totally different ways of looking at it. You want the Tamid to be special first and last? Or, no, the Tamid is the framework. You're supposed to bring karbanos in the framework, not outside the framework. So, is it for the sake of the other karbanos or for the sake of the tamid? This is a clear hakira of Rosh Hashanah. After you could say, although I'm going to question that a little, after you could say there's enough kamina for our sugya, maybe you could say there's enough kamina. Number one, is it ma'akif? According to Rosh Hashanah Perlau, it's a little hard to imagine how it would be ma'akev. Let's say I brought a carbon after the tamid shel din arbayim. What have I done? I've now not been mekayem the assay of tamid properly, right? I've ruined my kiyum min ha'mufchar of the assay of tamid. I wouldn't say the tamid is pasul, but I would say I have not fully been mekayem the assay of the carbon tamid, right? I've left out part of the assay of tamid. After all, there are lots of parts of tamid I could leave out, right? But, very simple, I bring my carbon, let's call her Elsie. Right? Elsie the cow. I bring it after the tamid shvein arbayim. Should Elsie the cow be pasul? No, why? I messed up the tamid, but I didn't mess up Elsie the cow. Nothing wrong with Elsie the cow. Now there's nothing wrong with the tamid. Taka, I ruined the kiyum b'shleimusa of the tamid. But, for sure, pashut, I think of the pashut, that ain't no posel hakarban shehevi Achar tamid shel bein arbayim, or before, or kodem tamid shel shachar. Like, why should that possibly occur to Elsie the cow? It now poking the tamid. I now messed up the tamid. We didn't mekayim the tamid properly. We're mekayim the tamid only partially, not fully. Right? Maybe we're mekayim the mitzvah of tamid at all. Who knows? It could still be a kosher ola, but maybe it's not a proper tamid. Who knows? But I didn't. Why should Elsie the cow be puzzled? Just because the tamid's messed up. There's nothing wrong with Elsie the cow. However, if I said the Ramban, no, I have to be makar of Elsie in the framework. Then, yesh la'ayin. Then I can see it going both ways. Then, ulai, because you never know, I have to be makar of Elsie the cow within the framework. Have to, and therefore, outside of the framework, it's mechusar zman, and the wrong zman is posel. Or have to l'chachil, and if not, I haven't been b'chayim Elsie b'shlimusa. Not clear. Like, if I bring Elsie the cow after, outside the framework, I clearly haven't been makav her properly. Does that mean it's ma'akev, or does that just mean I wasn't makayim the mitzvah of Ishlei Musa? Not clear, but ulai posel. So therefore, if we said, like Rabbi Yochanan Frosh Perlau, it's part of the tamid to make it first and last, it's not going to posel the other carbon, it's going to mess up the tamid. That's Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Meiri. And maybe the Rambam, Lishitase, if you can make an argument for science, the Rambam thinks that Ma'akev, where did the Rambam bring the Asei Dashlama in Hilchos? To me, to Musafin, at the very beginning, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel. Not, right? Not in Hilchos Ma'isa Karbanos, in Hilchos to me, to Musafin. It's not in the other Karbanos. Maybe it's in Hilchos to me, to Musafin. That could be a nice smach. I wouldn't say Raya. Smach for a reverse approach of Perlau. What smach would I add? I would say the smach is that it's the smach for reverse official Perlau is that it's in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafin, not Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. So maybe it's a din in the Tamid. It's a smach. So maybe that could be a nafkamina. Not for sure, because one side you go either way. Maybe another nafkamina could be the Chazon Ish. Maybe another nafkamina could be the Chazon Ish. And then you'll tell me I have a stira, and I'll tell you, okay, I'll solve something else later, and I'll get to it. But maybe another nafkamina could be, what does the Chazon Ish deal with? Let's say someone already broke the rule.
Right.
Can I go break the rule also, right? This is a big, big problem, right? This is a this is in general a big problem in ethics and law. That we normally assume just because someone did something wrong doesn't make it okay for him or anyone else to do anything else wrong, right? I'm not, psychologically, it's dangerous. Once someone breaks the taboo, people will do it. But legally, halachically, ethically, of course if someone does something wrong, that doesn't make it okay from now on. What's the way the Gemara expresses that? Someone ate garlic and had bad breath, should eat more garlic? Have worse breath? But what's the point? Point is, of course, if on Yom Kippur a guy eats once, he shouldn't eat anymore. He's still not allowed to eat more. And for sure, no one else is allowed to eat more. Right? If a guy murders once, doesn't make it okay for him or anyone else to murder again. That's, or whatever, a guy's makar bal mum in the basement just once. Doesn't make it okay again. The danger is that people might think it's okay. That's what's so dangerous. But it doesn't legally make it okay, halachically. What if a guy is makar after Tomei Shalbein Arbayim? Does that make it okay for everyone else to do it also? Says the Chazon Ish, surprisingly, yes. Once one guy does it, now everyone else can. It's funny, like, you know, one, after Tomei Shel Shachar, right, it's 5 p.m., one idiot comes and is makar v'karban, now all of a sudden it's fair game, it's open field for everyone. That's an interesting, that's a fascinating Chazon Ish. Nirlami is daiti, this is the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. I don't know if Rashi talked about this.
No.
But Nirlami is daiti, give me a second. How about im hikriv, im hikrivu, carbon echad achar tamid shel bein harbayim. It would seem to me, if there's a rule that all carbonas have to be within the framework, just because one guy broke the rule doesn't mean someone else can bring the rule, then it should be asur lehakriv od carbon, which is, of course, the pashup shot. This is the pashup shot really in all of shas, especially since, you know, Noah, it's before somewhere in Sufim the Vayim Gimel Beis. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to violate the Seid HaShlama. Us, someone else brought a Pesach after the Tamei Shalbein Arbayim. Why didn't that make it much of a red one? Let's say Pesach is different. But says the Chazon Ish, tremendous Chiddush. He says it because of pressure here, but still a tremendous Chiddush. He says, Tosos, what is Tosos in Mechos Yikipur of Erev Pesach? You're bringing Chattas for a sin in the Mashal. So I said the Mashal's loose. He says, must be someone else brought Mechos Yikipur of Erev Pesach, and now it's fair game for everyone. Says the Chazon Ish, Mutter Lehakriv Od. I think this should be enough for you to know this Hakira. If it's a din in the Tumid, once you ruin the Tumid, now the Tumid's not Achron because one idiot brought one carbon afterwards. Once it's not Achron, who cares if you brought one carbon afterwards or 100 carbons afterwards? You haven't made it any worse if it's a din in the Tumid. But if it's a din in each carbon that every carbon has to be brought within the framework, then just because one guy brought his carbon at the wrong time, why should another guy bring his carbon at the wrong time? Seems to me that this should be enough being of this Chakir. What else did Rosh say?
No, he didn't say much. But you have a precedent for this, like for Tuma. If a coin is Matami based, is he already, if he's Matami the next time, is there a problem or not?
The Kohanim here are smiling because they know that it's a very, very, very big issue. Okay, fair enough. You're right. That's a very big issue. Very good. Okay, now, this is an analysis that ties into what we just discussed. But now, I want to come back and discuss, okay, let's see if we have time to discuss everything I want to discuss. the question of what's the evidence? Give me the Talmudic evidence. Is Aseidah Shlomo Ma'akev? Did it make your korban pasul or not? I know it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on our daf. What's the evidence? So, here's the evidence. On the one hand, right, what's one side? Right? What's the Manda Omar that it's posel? What's his raya? One big raya Tosfos brings. Again, it's a little funny who brings which raya. Tosfos says Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Tosefta says, Psulin. That's Psulin, sounds like Psulin. What's the other big raya? And here, I don't know, Tosfos brings a diuk. We said, well, why didn't they answer this theory by saying it's also hachil but much of a diyevet? Okay, that's a diuk. Like, why didn't they give an answer? It's never a strong proof. But the Gemara, I think, I'm Psachim Dafayin Gimelam and Beis. Psachim Ayin Gimelam and Beis says, explicitly, I'm not making it up and I'm not lying to you. I would never do such a thing. Psachim Ayin Gimelam and Beis, okay. Don't pack up your suitcases yet. We have what to do. Says right here that it's a case where it's something turned into a shlomim. Psulim shemai. Why is a shlomim pasul on Erev Pesach late afternoon? Mishum davar acher. Because shachlei after tamar shalvay erbayim. Because of a different problem. Because you shechted after the tamar shalvay erbayim. So, psulamai. Why is it pasul? Listen to the lashon. He says, Psulim Shomai, because Shachle Echatam Shvein Arbayim, Iber Tzura Boy, then needs Iber Tzura. You need to save it overnight before you burn it. It says, Psulo Mishomai, the Shachle Echatam Shvein Arbayim. Sounds pretty explicit that, Pasol Mishom Sheshachat Achar Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Two good proofs that if you violate the Aseidah Shloma, it's Pasol. Okay, someone want to bring me a Gemara that proves that it's kosher. Not proves, I mean, says so explicitly. No two ways about it, black and white. Right? The Gemara in Menachos Mem Tesamet Beis talks about shechting a karbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar. And it says, it's not ma'akev. What does that mean? It's not ma'akev which you bring first. You bring the musaf first, it's not ma'akev. I was the chahil from tamid first. If you bring the musaf before the tamid, it's not ma'akev. Say, aren't you not allowed to bring before the tamid shel shachar? I was going to say, yeah, it's mitzvah bi'alma. It's a mitzvah l'chahil, it's not ma'akev b'di'evit. What does it say? It says that a musaf shehevio kodem tamid is kosher, eino ma'akev, because the aseidah hashlama is mitzvah bi'alma, meaning it's just a mitzvah l'chachila bi'alma. It's not posel, it's just a mitzvah to do it right. And if you don't do it right, so you didn't do a mitzvah. But it's just a mitzvah bi'alma, it's not ma'akev b'yevet. This is a flat-out stira in sugyos. Flat-out stira in sugyos. Basically, Rashi seems very comfortable here. He has flat-out gemaras against him. Tosfos seems very comfortable here. He also has a flat-out gemara against him. It's very peculiar. It's very peculiar here. Like, what exactly is going on? So, here. This is very nicha for Rashi. That's one Rashi. This is very nicha for Tosfos. But they both have significant problems. So, before we... Obviously, we have to solve their problems, right? Rashi and Tosfos were not problematic characters. Before we solve their problems, I think you should tell me, or you should quote from other Tosfos from all over Shas, is there any way to get these two to work together, perhaps? Say that, yes, it's posel, and yes, it's not posel. Any, perhaps, in-between formulations you could have given?
If you shefted or you were mocking the dawn, but you shefted before, tell me, chill. Don't care, but you were
mockery,
but after.
Shchita versus Zrika? So you're going to say the Gemara in Menachos is only about Shchita, not about Zrika. Okay, that is a big chiddush. I don't think...
Somebody says it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Who says it?
Menachos.
Ah, okay. Whoa. That's not talking about the same thing we're talking about. Let's mention Rabbeinu Hananel, though. What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Rabbeinu Hananel in his second answer, right? What does Rabbeinu Hananel's second answer? Come back to our sugya for a moment. The kasha is an apostle? So Rashi says, no, it never apostles. And that's Rabbeinu Hananel's first answer that this Baruch fellow didn't like. Tosa says, of course it apostles. It must be Mechuzik Kerem Be'er of Pesach. Rabbeinu Hananel's second answer says it would apostle, except it's a weird case. What's the weird case? He makes an okenta. De hikrivu emurav kodem zrika. A weird case. Of course, this is not how you're supposed to bring a carbon. Anyone remember their days in the Beis HaMikdash, in the previous Gilgal? What do? They shechted the carbon, they caught the blood in a kli, they brought it to Mizbeach, they poured it on Mizbeach, and then they took the emurim, the parts that's supposed to be burned in Mizbeach, or the whole thing if it's an ola, and burned on Mizbeach, and the rest of it they gave to whoever was supposed to eat it without going into details now. But Avada, remember when we told you about Pigol and Zvachim, that the dam is mater, the Achilas Mizbeach. Right? You're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach before. But B'dieved, someone put the Avarim on the Mizbeach before Zrika. If someone put the Avarim on the Mizbeach before Zrika, what's the case? The Avarim were on the Mizbeach from before the Tumid. That's what he's trying to say. Right? He doesn't say this. He says, yeah, the Zrika was something else, something like the Avarim were on the Mizbeach from before the Tumid. Right, Kodem Zrika, Lechor, what he means is the Kodem Hakravas HaTamid. Yeah, they shechted it early. And they put the Avarim on the Mizbeach early, before the Tamid, at the right time. They just forgot the blood. All of a sudden, they thought they'd been zork the blood, accidentally put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Then all of a sudden they say, hey, what's this cup of blood? Oh my gosh, that's like Plonis Chatas. Oh, we forgot to bring it, quick! Throw it on the Mizbeach, look at our watch, or those days, look at the sky, and borderline, right? That's the case. Okay, and then it's not a problem with Seyda Shlomo. Why? Because what's the Seyda Shlomo talking about? Anyone know in what parsha the Seyda Shlomo is found? Right? Ve'kriv aleha ha'ola, ve'kriv aleha ve'ashlamim. Sound familiar to anyone? Tzav, right? Now I'm testing if you say Karbonis in the morning or not. A lot of people here failed. Okay, that should be a muster for all of us. It's Tzav, and what's it talking about? Zosaras ha'ola, hi ha'ola, al-mok dal mizbeach, ha'olayla da'boker, ve'esha mizbeach, tukad bo. It's talking about the fire burning things in the mizbeach. It's not talking about dam. There's no dam in that first paragraph of Parshas Tzav. Right? V'levashkein midavad, mechzav, etc., etc. Trust me. There's no dam there at all. It's all talking about Hakrovas Emurim. So let's say, yeah, the Hakrovas Emurim is a problem in Aseda Shlomo. If the Emurim were already got in, which they shouldn't have, but someone made a mistake. Someone put the Emurim in the Mizbeach because they thought the blood had been Nizrak. Okay, then there's no problem with Aseda Shlomo. He makes another weirdo kempta. However, he makes another weirdo kempta. But let us, for a second, point out there's another possible pshat, which is Tosos and Erevin. What does Tosos and Erevin say? Tosos and Erevin and Gwandea. I don't remember if it's first or second. Dea Achas. Bit Tosos in Yoma and in Menachos, which are the one Tosos about. What do he say? He says very simple. You know what? Mido Reis, it's not Puzzle. It's only Puzzle Midrabanan. Okay. And Tosos in different days is a possible you're going to be Zorek, but if you're Zorek, they let it go, or it's even if whatever you do your puzzle, why do they make a puzzle when you're a banan? Because they don't want you to violate the Issa Doraisa. So they made a puzzle when you're a banan. If it would be kosher, you might accidentally start being put on the Mizbeach and violating the Seyda Shlomo. They said the whole thing is puzzle. Throw the whole thing in the garbage. It's all puzzle. That way, no one will be tempted, no one will be make a mistake and violate the Seyda Shlomo. Right? Because if they said, oh, b'dievr yotze, then b'dievr yotze, people might get confused and think you can do it. So they pass it midrabanan. Okay, so kosher midoraisa. Upasol midrabanan. That's where Rekubi Eger points out here, I think, in the Gilead Ashas says, look at the Tosin Erevin. Right? Why? Because that solves our problem. According to this, it solves our problem. The Tosefta
and the Gemara in Psachim mean that it's possible midrabanan.
Why does our Gemara not care about that? Because our Gemara wants to know if you have to bring another carbon or not. If it's possible midrabanan, you still wouldn't bring another carbon. Why? Because you don't want chulin ba'azara,
right? It says our Gemara just means that im nizrak bayom, right? Hasel midrabanan, aval kosher min haTorah v'lachein eino chayav lahavi od karban.
Right, because when something's possible midrabanan, that doesn't mean you have to bring another one. Because if you bring another one, it's chulin ba'azara. Right? The rabbanim, when they passel thing, can't tell you to bring another chattas. They can passel a shlomit and tell you to bring another shlomit. They can passel an ola and tell you, they can't tell you to bring another chattas. Since our Gemara is worried about whether you have to bring another one, then we can only care about the Doraisa level.
V'lachein, eno chayv lo yol karban. Why? The ein koach lirabbanan lechayvo lahavi chulin ba'azara. Right?
Midrab, Psuldrabbanan can't be mechayiv you to bring another carbon, because that would be chulin bazar midaraisa. They can't uproot a daraisa, become ba'asei. See, if our argumar is talking about the daraisa level, very simple. Argumar is on the daraisa level. They want to have yotze midaraisa. Right? Very simple.
Argumar is on the level of daraisa, and the Tosefta and the Gemara Psachim is on the level of Drabbanan.
Very simple. Not so hard. What about? That's one pshat. What is another pshat? You could say there's another day in Tosa Menachos and Yoma.
Day Acheres. I don't remember which is first, which is second, or even if the first same one is first and second in the two Tosas. In Tosos Menachos and Yoma, there's also only one day out of three in Tosa and Erefit. He also has a day like Rashi, and he also has a day like Tosos here. What's another day in Tosfos Menachos and Yoma? He says, hold on a second. What does it mean, pasul? What does pasul mean? What's pasul? The carbon's pasul? Or the busar is pasul? Sometimes the carbon can be kosher and the busar is pasul. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say I brought a carbon, I was zorik the dam, and then the busar became tummy. Now the busar is pasul. But the carbon is kosher, right? Not so crazy. And he was Yotzei Dechova. You just can't eat the meat or be knocker of the meat. Says Tosos, very simple. Says Tosos here. He says that Habasar Nifsal Aval HaKarbon Atzmo Kosher Ve Habaylim Nisratsu or Niskapru. Right, because the dam is what's mechaper. How do we know the dam is what's mechaper even without basar? On the simple level, ki adam hu banefesh mechaper. Right? As long as you bring the dam, you're mechaper. If you bring the dam and all of a sudden lightning comes and burns up all the meat, both the mizbeach parts and the people's parts, or someone steals the meat, or you yourself make a mistake or on purpose or metame the meat or bring the meat outside of its proper boundaries, etc., you're still miskaper, right? So says Tosfos, you don't have puzzle, the meat is puzzle. Why is the meat puzzle? Because what is this parsha talking about? The parsha is talking about, it's not talking about dam. The parsha of Hashlam is talking about those Torah ha'ola, hi ha'ola al mokda. What is a mokade? A mokade is where you burn something, right? As a pyre, right? And you don't burn the dam. Anyone ever hear of burning dam? You don't burn dam. You pour it in the mizbeach and then it drips down. You don't burn dam. You burn the basar, right? So this is about, this aseid hashlam is about the basar. And therefore the basar is pasul. Why is the basar pasul? Because you can't be makriv the basar. The dam's not nifsal. The carbon's not nifsal. It's kapara. The basar, you can't be makter the basar after Tumas Lebein Harabayim. And the Mishnah Melech says, even the Ram says you can't shecht after Tumas Lebein Harabayim. It means you can't shecht because you can't be makter. Okay, that being makter, why can't you eat at least the, why is it all nifsal? Why can't you eat the edible parts? I understand, you can't be makter the Mizbeach parts. Why can't you eat the human parts? Anyone know a rule here? A klal?
Kohanim or the Bailim or the Israelim or whoever are not allowed to eat the edible parts of the Karbam until after Hatar's Mizbeach, if the Mizbeach eat the Mizbeach parts. So Ein Hachanami, if the Mizbeach parts are destroyed, then the Bailim can eat. But it could be in this case, and that's what Tosfos deals with the great length of those long Tosfos in. There's an Isser of Achilas Adam till after Achilas Mizbeach. That's intuitive to us. Who should eat first, right? Adam or Mizbeach? Avada, it's not polite to eat, right? It's not polite to eat the. It's not polite to drink your Kiddush wine until the Baal Weiss drinks. It's certainly not polite to eat till the Mizbeach, eats. Right? So, this is very posh. The Basar is Nifsol because the Isser of the Lav Dashlama, the Asay Dashlama, sorry, silly me. The Asay Dashlama is on the Haktor, it's on burning, it's on the Mokta, it's on the Eshos Mizbeach Tukat Bo. That's what it's all about. So you also, and now it makes perfect sense. Right, what are you going to say? Very simple. The Tosefta is talking about with the Basar is Pasul or Kasher. Now, here you have to make an assumption. The Sefta doesn't say what it's talking about, but it could be. The Gemara in Pesachim is for sure talking about whether the Basar is Kasher or Pasul. It's talking about whether you have to burn it with the Pasul things. So, very simple. This is talking about the status of the Basar, which in Pesachim Dafayim Gimel Amid Beis and the Diuk of Tosefta in Pesachim Dafayim Tesim Mefurish. And the Tosefta could be, right? It's an okimt in the Tosefta. It's mefurish in the Gemara Pesachim, right? And therefore, that's Pashat. Says that will make an okimta in the Tosefta and Pashat in the Gemara in Pesachim. That, what are we saying here? The Basar is Nifsal. But what is our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is clearly not talking about whether the Kohanim can eat the Basar or whether you can burn the Imur in the Mizbeach. Our Gemara is talking about whether you got kapara or not, whether you have to bring another chatas, whether you bring Lashon Tali. Our Gemara is clearly talking about kapara. So that's Pashat. Here it's talking about the kaparas hadam. That's mefurish, right? That's obvious. In Nizrak Bayom, afal pi shehabasar pasol niskapru bailim. As long as it was Bayom, even though it was after the Tumah, the Basar is Pasul, the Bailim is Kapir. If you take these 2 other days in Tosfos, then everything works well. There's no steer between the Tosefta and the Gemara of Menachos. Yeah, it has an aspect of Psol and an aspect of Kashrus. Either it's Kashim Dereis, Pasul Derabanan, or the Basar is Pasul because it's too late to be accurate. But the Dam is still Kasher. Of course, that would be the effect. You shouldn't do this in the first place. Okay, there's a lot of technicalities you have to work out based on the Gemara Pesachim there, which we're not going to work out now. Then it really works out, you know, beautifully. However, that's clearly not the opinion of Tosfos on our daf, because then he wouldn't have to give his answer. Then he would have just said those other answers. Now, how about Rashi? Let's just deal with Rashi for 1 second. Because I have a lot of important things to say about Tosfos. Let's just look at Rashi for 1 second. Right, here we... What is the Shitas? Here, what did Rashi... Rashi says it's totally kosher. If it's totally kosher, what does he do with the Tosefta? What does he do with the Gemara in Pesachim? If Rashi says it's totally kosher, right? Rashi says it's totally kosher. What does he say? Ein bo shum psol. Ein bo shum psol. If there's no... If ein bo shum psol, then... Then, if ein bo shum psol, then what does he do here? So, I'm not sure, because the Tosefta, he can always say we don't hold like the Tosefta, right? If the Bavli doesn't quote a Tosefta, you can always claim we don't hold like it. What about the Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim is a little harder to get out of. So, not sure, right?
But Rashi's making all kinds of mukintot. Why did if it's what? Just kosher?
No! Rashi says there's no psol, and the proof is because of Kippurim. He's making Ricky Vager's time. I know I haven't quoted Ricky Vager yet, but it was on the daf. I'm not sure yet. Sorry, Keegan. I think maybe Rashi really means like shot number 5. He admits the Basar is psol. He just means there's no psol in the carbon as a whole. He admits you can't be mocked or the Basar, but I'm not 100% sure. Yesh l'ayin bazeh. Yesh l'ayin bazeh. Harbe, especially since we'll get in some other trouble. So, I know we still have to justify Tosfos here, which is going to be important. Maybe we'll just leave with the question. And then we... Okay. Yesh l'ayin bazeh harbe. So, sarchi yun. And I think you have 2 choices. Either this can be difficult. Lo kaimalon. Maybe we don't hold like the Tosefta.
unlike the Gemara in Pesachim, which is going to be a little difficult. Saving a whole like a Tosefta, me, let's not quote in the Bavli. Saving a whole like a Gemara in Pesachim is going to be a little more difficult. You never know, but it's going to be a little difficult. Or you could say, no. That Rashi,
Mo de Rashi, Toshita 5, She Habasar Nifso, Sheharei Aser Lahaktiro, but the carbon is kosher. Maybe Rashi and all the people who are with Rashi admit that the Basar is Nifso. They just think the carbon is kosher.
Okay, let me just point out, and maybe I'll leave with the question, that Tosos is in big trouble. Why is Tosos in big trouble? I will say three reasons why Tosos is in big trouble. Why is Tosos in big trouble? Right? Problems. Number one, the Gemara in Menachos, Mem Testament Beis, says the mitzvah of Yalma. How's Tosos going to get out of that? Number two, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on Tosos. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? Which is really, he has two kasha on Tosos. You could call it three, depends how you divide it, but we'll call it two kasha on Tosos, which really Rashi's kasha. Really, Rashi points that, and Tosos points that all over Shas. By the way, Tosos all over Shas. In the end, the Sa is Machria, that it's not Ma'akev because of the Mar Menachos. He says, what's his problem? His problem is this. His problem is that if it's Ma'akev, right. In Timtzum Lomar Pasol, as Lo Yitachin, Lahachshir, Mechusar Kippurim, Be'erev Pesach. If it's really Pasol, if it's outside the framework, then how does it help say I'm Docha? They say you can't be Docha Psol, you can only be Docha a mitzvah B'Alma. And his real Ban Kasha is, which he said in two ways, he says, hold on a second. It's before Shlingor and Psachim that it's only Pasol. It's not Pasol in the Avodah Saddam. Remember, that whole parsha is talking about burning things in the bear. Not about the Zerika Saddam. Only about things you put on the fire. It's only the Haktara. Haktara means burning the fats afterwards, right? Or all the parts of the olive. It's only the Haktara that's Pasol, not the Dam. If only the Haktara is Pasol, then how can it Pasol the whole carbon? Haktara is not Ma'akev. If you don't burn anything on the bear, you're going to the Zerika Saddam. You yotzim zrik zadam, and zrik zadam doesn't have a seidah shlama. Only the haktaras achilav has a, which is called the gemurim, has an seidah shlama. So how could you say it's puzzle? If you want to say it's puzzle, the arbanim are gozer. If you want to say puzzle the meat, I admit. How can it puzzle the whole carbon if it's not a problem? If the dam is okay, once the dam is okay, that's where Q Eger's bomb kasha. He says, right, im hapsol chal rak. Behaktaras emurim, below bedam. There's no psalms rik zadam. The psalms only haktaras emurim, and he brings this mafurish from Sachem Daf Nun Tes. Behaktaras emurim, eino ma'akev eino ma'akevus esakarban. We all know from Maseches Zvachim, if you don't burn anything with bech, it's not ma'akev the carbon. As long as you drew drikas adam, you're yotzei. Zrikas adam is enough to be yotzei, right? So then, how could Eich Yitachen Lomar the Ma'akev? If it's only a problem in a part of the carbon that's not Ma'akev, how can you say it's Ma'akev the carbon? That's where you could be your second question. Seems to be a very strong question, right? Meaning, look at the Rabbeinu Chananel's second answer. He admits it's only a problem in Haktara. If you're Makter or before the carbon Tumen, you're okay. If you're Makter in the framework, you're okay. It's not a problem in Zrikas adam. It's only a problem in Haktara. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, yeah, if you have chatas ha'of, where you don't burn anything, then it's not, it doesn't passel it. Because it doesn't passel Zrikas Adam, it only passes the Haktara. And the Haktara is not Ma'akev, so how can you be Ma'akev the Karba? All good kashas on Tosos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How are we going to defend Tosos? I guess we'll have to come back to defend Tosos, no? How do we defend Tosos against all these kashas? Right, that's going to be a very, very difficult question. How do we defend Tosos against all these kashas? I don't know what's the penalty for. Okay, yeah, I don't want to get killed here. Okay, so now everyone has to come back on Thursday, right? No one's allowed to stay home Thursday because you're not going to know how to defend Tosos. If you figure it out on your own, then don't come back Thursday. But.
A, don't if you want to know Pshat and Tosfos, or if you want to know Pshat and Tosfos, come to Shir on Thursday. Then see if Abe agrees with it afterwards or argues against it, and then decide who's right. But you want to get Pshat and Tosfos back Thursday. We'll also have big chidushim per se about Davarshet Tzedukin Modin Bo, and we'll go on. And whether we, no matter what, on Thursday we're getting to the end of the Dalet Amud Beis. No matter what happens, we're finishing the Dalet Amud Beis Thursday, because then we need to move on and finish the parak. We need to finish the parak before the end of the Zman. So Thursday we will give Pshat and Tosos, give Chidushim and Darshat Tzedukin Modin Bo, and continue till the end of Daf Dalet Amud Beis Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. What? And bring lunch and dinner.
Mincha is at 18 or
19? When is Mincha? 19. Mincha's at 19. So by the time we all get down to the base medrash and get settled, we'll go to Mincha.
Did you put a battery in the clock?
No, I did not. Did you?
No.